Good morning, everyone, and I hope you have enough time to wake up during the previous talk. And thank you, Fabian, for waking you up. First, who am I? And I have to make two disclosures here. First, I'm the wrong person in the wrong place. I'm not a software guy. And the second one, initially this talk was submitted for the debugging tools, dev rooms, but then for whatever reason relocated here. So I am not really sure how relevant it will be for you. And what I'm doing for a living, instead of software development, I am designing hardware, embedded hardware, and using software to bring up this hardware to make it run. But since for the last 5-10 years, most of work is concentrated on the FPGA systems, the problem is not only how to bring this software running, but how to bring all the hardware platform for this software up and running, including the soft core or integrated hardcore CPU processors. So today I'm going to talk, just make a short overview how it's possible to debug not software, but to do a hardware debugging, but to do it with a free and open software. And fortunately enough, it's possible. All the pieces are here, and I can just summarize the entire presentation in one word. All the free software, all the pieces are here, but integration between them is really missing. So you have to assemble puzzle from different pieces together just to make anything running. And how many of you in this audience know what the FPGA is or have used FPGA? Wow. Okay. Then perhaps you know everything I'm going to tell next, and even quite possible that you know it much more than I do. Nevertheless, a few words why I think that software developers should care about the FPGAs, because and those are, of course, some pretty hard statements, which are not true, 100% true. But for the last 10 years, all the modern architectures, CPU architectures, are pretty much stuck in their development. And to get any performance, you have to go to non-standard architectures or to custom hardware accelerators or to reconfigurable hardware to accelerate it. And for the last 40 years already, all the hardware development is based on two languages. Both of them are, say, niche languages, VHDL and Verilog, and the preferable one depends on what side of Atlantic you are at. Well, there are some variations, so there are people in the States who know VHDL, there are people in Europe who write some Verilog, but generally, yeah, depending on what side of Atlantic you are, is you are choosing one or the other language. But unfortunately, compared to the software progress what we saw through the last 20 years, those two languages are still very, very old. Despite the new standards, Verilog 2008, VHDL 2011, and the coming one, 2020, those technologies are pretty much lacking behind, and the industry itself is very conservative about taking any new approaches. Why this is needed?